KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Local government has been allocated 390 million rand of the KZN Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs as department's 1.9 billion rand budget. MEC Tula Sizwe Buthelezi has told the KZN legislature that the key focus is on administration, municipal support and traditional affairs.
Program 1, which is administration, with an allocation of 193,130,000. Program 1 plays in actualizing our vision of a developmental state, and this program is about creating and enabling an environment that empowers our workforce and the broader community, especially our youth, with the skills.
Development planning has been allocated over 370 million rand, while traditional affairs will get 662 million rand. Buthelezi has added that the seventh administration inherited a budget deficit of about 165 million.
And this was cleared by the end of the financial year on 31 March 2025 through prudent financial and cash flow management and the elimination of unnecessary projects.
He also says the department forfeited over 800 million rand in infrastructure grants due to underperforming municipalities.
Therefore, this provincial project management unit is a decisive move which will be working directly in municipalities from the planning stage right through to implementation. We are focusing on catalytic projects, where we will be implementing 11 catalytic projects this year, one in each district and the metro, designed to stimulate economic activity and drive development.
KZN Education says it's reopening old cases against a Westville teacher who's facing new child grooming allegations. The Pitlochry Primary School educator is accused of sending explicit messages to a grade 7 pupil via TikTok chat. Education spokesperson Muzima Hlambi says the man was previously removed from another school over similar grooming claims. Hlambi says the educator had also been punished for another offense, but because it was not rape or sexual assault, he was allowed to return to teaching.
So punishment was different, and he served his period and punishment. He came back. Now we're saying, no, we can't be suspending and bringing this person back, which means that we are dealing with a permanent problem here. This is a pattern from the same person, same behavior. That is why now we treat him as if he has committed two offenses.
Earlier this week, parents gathered outside the Westville Primary School demanding answers from the school's management. The teacher has since been suspended. The Vatican says at least 130 foreign delegations have confirmed their attendance at Pope Francis's funeral tomorrow. They include around 50 heads of state. Thousands of mourners have also waited through the night for a chance to pay their respects to the Pope ahead of his funeral. At least 90,000 people have so far queued up to file past his open coffin in St. Basilica. Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 24 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 22. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.